Show.
I don't want to look forward. I don't want to work that hard. I want your song in my head, the way you sing it from the heart, yeah.
Listen to the girl as she takes on half the world, moving up and so alive in her honey dripping behind. It's good, so good, it's so good.
Wow, you know, echoing the Bunnymen right there for you. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music. It's a little bit after 6 right now, and we're on the Hawk, and you heard like a smidge of Stephen Page, Honey, Please. Here's the backstory on all of that stuff. I thought I had voices going on in my head while I was talking to Brad Germain from A Big Fur just a little while ago, and then when I put my headphones down, I still could hear the voices because I had the door open, and I went, is there people in the radio station? I'm like, oh, wait, Honey Parade is supposed to be here. I'm like, so then I poked around and you guys were there. So what's your name again? Sorry?
Andy.
Andy.
I'm Nick.
And Nick. And who are you?
I'm Andy.
That's
Andy girlfriend. Oh, hi, Andy. You have a name?
Malika.
Hi, Malika. Nice
Zither
to meet you.
Player.
We're not going to make her sit out in the lobby. You know, that's kind of rude if we did something
especially
like that.
Especially on a day like this.
No, it's cold, man. Yeah, you can't do, you know. dude, I'm in so much trouble. I have to, like, DJ tonight as well. Right, my wife's like, so Valentine's Day. I'm like, yeah. So what about it? Yeah, it's something, eh? So yeah, I'm gonna eat the big one on this one, you know. So I gotta like treat it really nice tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll have to make up for that one.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah, we're married. This is what happens. There's no more Valentine's. But the band Honey Parade is here, not Rat Parade, which I called up earlier. And then I went to the Facebook page, which was linked to a website, but it was actually a Facebook page but labeled as a website, which brought me back. And then I found a whole bunch of stuff on SoundCloud, and then finally it was like, you know, we're on Spotify. I'm like, oh, why didn't I ask that to begin with the song Tooth Chipper. Now, who was supposed to be here who bailed?
That'd be my brother.
Brother bailed?
Yeah, he's our drummer. I've been jamming with him for years and years and years, and we kind of just put this together very slowly over the last little while.
What little while? What is that, like a year, 2 years?
Three? Probably about 2 years. But we've me and him were playing together in a storage locker downtown for the last like 5 years. Probably.
Really? Yeah? Yeah. Storage locker. Whereabouts?
Right down by on Barton by the hospital in Victoria.
So you're rehearsing down there?
Yeah, we were just, again, just kind of, we got into it through a friend of mine who had a band in there years ago, and we started, and we got our own unit in there, and just every Friday night just going in, you know, drinking and just playing covers.
So you were just going in just to drink?
Yeah, and covers all of our riffs came out from just being wasted and jamming. That's
so
it.
what was the idea of, like, you do that, then now you want to start doing your own thing?
Kind of, yeah. We got a hold of Nick a few years ago, because, well, whenever we started with this kind of project,
right,
and we had known him from the, you know, his past stuff, and we were in a band with him back in high school, a metal band, just doing random stuff. So
now that wasn't, no, that was, that's not Bogmaster, what you were talking about off mic, was it?
No, there was a sort of previous incarnation of Honey Parade, which was the metal project Gargantua, which evolved out of Thrasher.
See, I remember, I remember Gargantua.
On the nose Thrasher, thrash metal music.
We used to play that at the old station here.
Yeah.
And Rev does a show on Saturdays, and I believe he was playing it. And also, Sean Palmerston was doing it at Hellbound. I'm pretty sure he was spinning it as well. So that's that goes back in the day.
So yeah, so Alex, the drummer for this project, was sort of, that was his brainchild. He was the guitarist and vocalist for Thrasher, and that went through a few member changes.
Yeah.
And then I got involved, and I was doing vocals, and Andy got involved playing bass towards the end of that run.
Right.
And that fizzled out, and then, years later, we all connected again, decided to try to make music, and this is the different, a little bit more eclectic, still heavy, but less streamlined kind of version, evolution of Thrasher, Gargantua.
Right. That kind of amalgamation and everything. So, but it's, you said streamlined or stripped down?
Well, Gargantua was more streamlined, more linear, very, wearing our influences on our sleeves. We wanted to sound like Slayer and Lamb of God, and it was that the post-thrash kind of sound, early 2000s. It was still thrash, but it was less just focused on speed, groovy, heavy stuff, really in the pocket, though, really on the nose. You know, that's we weren't trying to reinvent the wheel then.
Right.
Not to say we are now, but now we kind of are doing a little bit of more of a new sound with it.
Yeah. Does it feel good doing it now?
Yeah, it's a lot more of, we're just kind of taking it easy with it. Like just doing, we're not, all of us are just having fun and just being really relaxed with it, not really trying to push anything or come up with anything specific or like, you know, yeah.
Well, if you guys are like relaxed with everything, how many shows are you guys doing in a year? Have you done in 2020 so far? Is it just a couple or?
Oh, just a couple, a few last year. Mm-hmm. But the music is coming, like I say, you know, in a different direction, I think, because we have that sort of lax approach to it. You know, when you know this is the sound that we're going for, it's a little easier to churn out the sort of by-the-numbers music.
Okay.
When we just go in and we say, hey, we're going to jam, and whatever feels right, we'll go off in that direction. You know, it's not as fast. We're not as focused, perhaps, but I think we're coming up with something that's a little fresher because there isn't we're not really, working off a template or anything. It's just...
Right.
Hey, what's new? What sounds good today?
How long of a set do you guys have? Do you do like a 45 or an hour, or do you do two sets kind of thing? Or are you just comfortable with doing like a tight 45?
Yeah, about a 45.
Yeah.
Throw a cover in there at the end, maybe fill it out a little bit. But we don't have a ton of material, but we keep writing all the time.
Right. So so now that you said that, you keep writing all the time. Are you prepared? Like in 2020, are you guys going to release an EP? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're kind of... Again, slowly chipping away at it. We're lucky to have a good friend of mine who does a lot of audio engineering and recording. He went to school for it in London and everything, and he's really talented with that. So,
what's his name?
His name's Todd.
Right.
Todd Speziale, and he's recorded us a few times, and he's excited to do it, and he's actually playing bass with us here and there now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we're slowly kind of over the winter going to try and put something together. maybe for the springtime, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. We get compared to the Beatles a lot, and he's the George Martin too.
Pretty much.
Well, you gotta have someone like that that can piece things together.
Yeah, he's fun to work with because he puts a lot of input.
A lot of creative input. I mean, really, if we were the kind of band that was putting song credits out, he deserves writing credits on our tunes. He was in the recording process.
So if you do put an EP out, how long did it? If you put the EP out, are you guys in a position now where you can go on like a couple little jaunts for touring in Southern Ontario? Because with some bands, it's like, yeah, man, we spent this money, we have the product, and then we made a mistake of dumping a crap load into vinyl because vinyl costs money, and then we gotta like sell this. Are you guys in a position to do some like every weekend, 3-day weekend go off jaunt, or can you do like a 2-week, that sort of thing?
We haven't discussed it too much, to be honest, but it seems doable. I mean, there's I think we're reaching a point now where we really like the sound that we've got. So yeah, it's still kind of something we'd need to discuss, but I think it could be there.
Are you guys still do the like all ages shows? Like you still do those kind of gigs if they're offered?
Yeah, we've taken some things. Yeah.
Well, no, just because some bands that you know they get to a certain age group and they're playing a certain style of music, even though the younger generation likes the music. They don't want to play.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we're just happy to have anybody in front of us. You know, like we played a couple of Tuesday night bummers, and it's just we just want.
Hamilton on a Tuesday night? What are you talking about? Stop it! I won't hear us. Where's your next show going to be happening now?
We're playing tomorrow night at the Doors Pub. Got to kind of put the show together ourselves, so it could be Al up there doing a little bit of DJ scratching, turntablism. Might have a few surprises.
Who's on the bill though? Like, who do we got? Is it another band? Or
we got a burgeoning project called Lobstrosity. Okay. That will be debuting tomorrow night.
You're laughing, and it's like there's going to be some sort of joke that we're not aware of.
Well, you know,
what's the deal?
The whole this world, it's like the Hydra. You know, there's a new project sprouting up every minute. So this is, you know, an incestuous thing. This is me and Al from Honey Parade.
Okay, so there you go.
More swapping of instruments and roles.
All right,
we're going to debut some new songs, new take on that. He's going to do some turntablism, and then there is another band too. But, you know,
I love this. I love the fact that
Al's supposed to be here, and we can't promote this band properly.
So without Al.
That's what you get for backing out at the last minute.
That's hilarious. Well, you guys showed up in the cold. Al can't do cold, apparently. So there you go. So Doors Pub tomorrow night. And what time? 10 o'clock stage time?
Yeah.
Do you guys like doing the Doors Pub? Like, is that your stomping grounds for Hamilton?
I love it there. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We all love the Doors. Yeah, great people, great vibe.
Yeah.
Every Friday, Doors Pub comes up, and no one ever has a bad thing to say about that venue, which is great.
Yeah,
you know?
I've been going to shows there.
The owners are great, too. All really cool people there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, holds 30 people. It's like a house party.
Pretty much, really.
It's all different styles of music, and everyone has a really good time. So I'm glad you guys are playing it, and thank you for coming up. And aside from that show tomorrow, what are the shows we got lined up?
I think that's all that's on the
calendar
right now.
This is Al's fault. Straight.
Fly by the seat of our pants, man. You never know.
All right, man. Well, I'm glad that you guys came up, and we're going to go out on a track, Tooth Chipper.
Yeah.
Tooth Chipper. Honey Parade.
Yeah, man. And when you guys get the EP, send it to the radio station.
Cool.
And hopefully we'll have a show that like is really designated for your style of music that we can spin
for
it on,
sure.
Right? Rev Radio on Saturday, 6 p.m.
Awesome. Thanks for having us on, man.
He's the dude right there. Tooth Chipper right now on Steel City Music. She's
Oh, listening to CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario, worldwide at 1015thehawk.ca.
Track Hercules Love Affair Blind. I almost forgot. I'm DJing tonight down at this in Hollywood, part of a big rock show. I will not do love songs. I just can't. Sorry, man. Two Berettas, The Perennials, Martin Varell. Yeah, come on down, have a little drink with us. Coming up, some Yazoo, Inside Man, but a little remix action for ya. This one goes out to Matt Jelly, Carl Sagan.
Analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought
quick, the concept of the number one has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way.
Shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
We'll be right back.
is so sweet. So sweet, so lovely. 6:45 and change right now. Gunner here, Steel City Music, approaching the 7 o'clock portion of the show. That means I'm wrapping things up. Thanks for listening. Tonight, down at This Ain't Hollywood, I'll be DJing some rock tunes and some other tunes and some other fun stuff. Keep warm. Keep warm. Come hang out with me at the club. I'll catch you all next week here on The Hawk, 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Steel City Music. I leave you with some Yazoo.
The Hawk.
For every single
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Left to right, front to finish.